Hello and welcome back to the Consciously Thriving Podcast. We spoke about me introducing and then you tried to introduce again, didn't you?
No. Do you know what it is? Because I have a Gemini brain, I go to the next sentence. So like my brain is like getting G'd up.
Before I've even said
before, that's how bad it is. If you're a Gemini, let me know if you can relate.
Honestly, being friends with everyone in my life is like a Gemini. They are. Literally.
I secretly love it.
I obviously love it because everyone's a Gemini. But you guys are funny. I swear to God, the way that their brains operate blows my mind.
It blows my mind.
I can't
too.
Tell her secrets.
Nah.
She'll literally spill the tea on absolutely everything. I'll be sitting there like, oh my God, literally. So she's not allowed to know any secrets.
That's it. But you still tell me most of it.
I do. Because
who am I going to tell?
Who else am I going to tell though?
Anyway, what I was about to say was it's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
Holy shit.
I cannot believe we're back here.
We're back here.
Shall you do the explaining as to why we are back here?
Yes. So, if you were a longtime follower, you would know that Sheila and I ran the Consciously Thriving podcast for about like a good year. It was a solid year. And about 8 months ago, we decided, I can't remember the exact date, so bear with me. But about 8 months ago, we did decide to, that the podcast wasn't aligned. And obviously we've taken space over the last 8 months and have decided that not only have we figured out the way that we want to do it, but we have decided that, well, sorry, let me take a step back. This is the Gemini problem. We decided at that point that it wasn't aligned, but along the way of taking a bit of a break and making a decision to no longer do the podcast, we have found our way in which what we have found the true intentions of what we want this podcast to actually be like, which is a authentic platform, which we have deep conversations with you guys and you guys can get the insights to the things that we're going through, the things that we're navigating. And it feels like more of a community based, but before when we were doing the podcast in the past, we had a lot of limitation and we were just trying to build something that felt like a little bit inauthentic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was very much what we were doing. We were trying to copy other podcasts that we would consume. And we were very much in this like realm of just restriction. There were so many rules we placed on ourselves as to like how many episodes, how they're structured, what we're going to say. And it felt like all along we wanted it to be this, but we couldn't. It's like we didn't give ourselves the permission for it to be this because it was just, I know for me, I just had thoughts like, who's going to give a fuck? Who's going to care? Like, I'm like, it's not interesting. It's, you know, they're not learning anything. Why would they tune in? And I'm just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
The woman I am today and like the entrepreneur that I've stepped into today is like completely different from that version of me. But it was like that version of me that just didn't allow myself to just do what I want to fucking do in the way that I want to do it and know that that is what works. Yeah. That is what like literally, you know, builds community and just fulfills your desired intention in the end. It's like sometimes it doesn't make sense, but it's just like it does in the grand scheme of things.
It does. It literally does. And I think like for me, and I know you as well, it was like we something that I was navigating at the time because we were still quite new to business, right? It felt like I wanted an outlet to do my teachings and everything that I am here to teach as a teacher and as a mentor in this space. But then I also had this desire to like have a community and share my life with, and like, this is something we've even kind of desired before having a spiritual awakening. We always used to like look at friends having podcasts and where they just chit chat about their life and things like that and say that we want that. And
oops, sorry, align everyone. That's my.
But I think at that time, like I had two desires, but which you would have had as well, but kind of meshing them together and using the podcast as a place for our teachings and things like that when it just wasn't that.
It wasn't meant to be that. And I think, yeah, we've always wanted to do this, but it wasn't coming through until recently. We've been like back and forth for the last like 8 months about like, because we had decided not to do it. So if you have been a listener of the pod, the podcast for a while, you would know that we actually did this whole announcement and we're like, it's dead. And I guess like that version of the podcast is dead because now it's like Closeted Soul.
Wow. Which was Shilay's podcast before she even did the Consciously Thriving.
That was the original podcast, but it's Consciously Thriving 2.0. Like that, it feels like a different vibe, but yeah, it's like we've been back and forth for the last couple of months about whether or not we're going to do this again. I know I started the conversation. I just kept going to Nadia and I'm like, hey, do you want to do it again? And she would be like, literally, fuck off. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Shut the fuck up.
I just feel like we had tried so deeply at that time, but
we kept like, before we decided to quit the podcast, these are the conversations we would have. Like we would keep going back and forth between, are we going to do it? Are we not going to do it?
Yeah.
And it was just,
We're here now.
And it feels good. It feels like so much more relaxed and it feels like finally fulfilling this
desire
and intention that I've had this download that we were supposed to do something like this, but in like this way since I was working at my job, which was fucking yonks ago. Here we are. Yeah.
You just don't know where life's going to take you and the path that you're on.
You really don't.
But that is our intention. We just want this podcast to be a safe community where you come along and you just hear the ins and outs of like what we're navigating and you just gain what you need to gain through it.
Just chit chat.
Just chit chat.
Chit chat some shit, which is like honestly what we're so good at.
We are so good at. Something I was going to say as well is these recordings are also going to be live on our Instagram.
Yeah, so Instagram and YouTube. So should you desire to actually tune in that way, you have those options.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought I'd put in that little piece of information.
That was clever. Good job. Yeah,
just to let them know, like, what's going on. We've got a podcast, we've got YouTube, like, whatever you desire and however you desire to consume content.
What's your favorite platform to consume things on?
A podcast, Spotify or Apple.
Really?
Yeah, nice. Sure.
I do like, yeah, if I'm, like, podcasting, for sure, those platforms.
I'm not a big Instagram live girly, like in terms of consuming it. Like I feel like I've been having a desire to do more lives for my business, but I don't consume them a lot.
Do you consume in like 1x, like 1.5x speed?
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah.
You so would. Yeah. You would. Like what's your number? Like is it 2.0?
No, 1.5.
1.5.
Two's too far. Especially like when you're listening to people from all over the world.
Yeah.
The different accents are hard to pick up.
Yeah.
I have that problem.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that's why I used to be an Instagram live girly, but you can't like 1.5 exit now. So no. Now I can't listen to people
do you know what I was going to say? I have put you from like 1.5 speed on like WhatsApp to like one, for example.
And it's like,
are you intentionally talking like a snail?
What's going on? I think the same about you. I'm like, why is she literally a snail right now?
Yeah, it's literally, you sound so slow.
But it doesn't sound like that in person.
No, because I think the one is a little bit slower than what your normal speed would be.
Do you reckon?
I don't know, but it has to be because
it's not. You decide the speed in person.
Yeah, but that's true.
You talk so fast. Sometimes I put you on like 1.5 and I don't understand. I have to like play it back like 12 times and I'm just like, surely just put it on one.
That's something that I have to be mindful of. Doing the podcast because I do speak very quickly.
You do speak
really quickly. My brain.
But babe, that's you.
Yeah, but sometimes I can jump the gun. Like you saw the words almost coming out of my mouth before you finished your sentence.
It's really funny. Like I'll be watching you when we do these things and then you're like talking. I was like, she's just missed out on like five words. But I feel like people like receive it anyway. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you're talking, I'm like, I get what she means. Like I know what she's talking about.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway. Tell us
a life update. What have you been up to?
Wait, hold on 1 second. Okay. No. So the intentions of today's podcast, we wanted to go like just be raw and deep with you on, you know, things that have been going on in our world and the things that we're navigating. But before we do that, we should go into a bit of a life update, like see what's been going on for the last 8 months. So I'll start with me or?
Yeah. I feel like you've had the most like exciting changes.
I've had some big changes over, I'd say the last like couple months. So I got engaged.
Very.
To my partner.
I feel like we need to do like a congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations. So I got engaged to my partner, Anthony, in Europe, which was another manifestation that I was like working. Well, I wasn't even working towards it. It was just a desire that I had for like the last, I'd say 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
Europe was her desire, not getting engaged.
No, yeah, Europe. To go to Europe was like a big desire because I hadn't actually been to Europe with Anthony. I've been separate to him and it was his first time going. So it was just something that
it was a big manifestation. You were working on it for ages.
Yeah, because I feel like what happened was like I had quit my job and I went like all in with the business. And I feel like for so long, especially like the first year, I was investing so much money into like mentorship and things like that. And we still did some travel, but it was just, you know, when you're like from Australia to Europe, it's like a big, you don't go for like a week. Like you go for a while. We went for 5 weeks and that's still not like a lot. Like that's still not a huge amount of time. So it feels like, you know, between his work and everything like that, like, yeah, there was just, it's a bit of planning. You need to like plan for it. So yeah, like the first year I had invested so much into my business and things like that. Whereas then this desire to like go away with him on a big holiday like that was coming up. So we were just working towards it, but we were like going through so many like different changes. And then all of a sudden we booked it and I'm engaged. It's crazy. But
literally. So you guys booked it when Anthony just got like he had to leave his job.
Yeah.
So then he was like having a complete like financial change as well. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what happened was, and I'll give like a story, which I'm sure like at some point in this podcast, whether it's like this episode or whatever, wherever it leads to, we'll go into the depths of like that being something that we've had to navigate.
Yeah, because I feel like that was massive.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Should we just start there? Like, should we start with that?
Yeah, start there.
So basically, this was like a really uncomfortable period of time in my life where Europe was something we were manifesting for a while. And it was like last year we had made the decision to go, but like obviously summer is once a year, so we have to wait for like the whole next year to go away. And that was the plan. And then basically in January this year, we decided to book the tickets. We decided to go. And Anthony, just to give you background, has been working as like a building, I'm just going to say architect for like as a broad statement, but like he's an architect, so he designs houses and things like that. He was working for a really, really good company, but over our summer break, which for Australia is like December, January, just because it gets confusing, December, January and Feb, that's our summer holidays. Over the break, we decided to book it, right? And he felt like his work was going to be okay with it because his work, and I'm going to be mindful of how much I share, just whatever, because of the company and things like that. But usually they let people go on a big holiday, so it's never been an issue. But this year they were cracking down because they were just trying to be more mindful of how many people were going on leave and things like that. So basically Anthony had let his work know that we booked the tickets and Anthony was going back to work in February. We booked him in Jan and he was going back in February. So he's put in his request and unfortunately it got, well, not unfortunately now, but at the time it got rejected, which meant we either don't go on the holiday, which we had been working towards, especially Anthony, because he had never been before. Like this was a really big
Europe trip.
And he's got like an Italian background. So like he wanted to go like see some family and it was just like a big deal for him. And they had said no. And when I say like when that happened, the decision was like, no, you can't, you either go for 3 weeks or, which we were planning to go, it was actually 5.5 weeks we went for, or we go for 5 weeks, but we couldn't go for the full 5 weeks. He could only go for 3 weeks. So there was no way we were going all the way to Europe for three weeks.
Wait, so they gave you an option from 5 weeks?
He had enough leave.
Yeah.
They didn't want him to take any unpaid leave.
Yeah.
He had 3 weeks worth of leave to do. So the other 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, they weren't approving.
Okay.
Not even a, you're not going to get paid. It was, they just weren't approving it. You're not allowed to go because we need you basically.
Yeah.
So it was either redo the tickets and go for 3 weeks, which was never going to be an option, or you leave, or he left.
Yeah.
His stable income. And just to give people background, like Anthony was taking on jobs.
He had his own like business on the side that he was working on, and he's always dreamed of being like an entrepreneur and starting his business, but Nadia ended up doing it first.
Yes. So Anthony's always wanted to do his own business.
Mm-hmm.
But this story is going a bit back and forth, but we're just going to roll with it. This is just how we are.
Go with it.
Go with it. So basically, Anthony's always had this desire to be his own boss. But like with his industry and things like that, like he really needed to get the experience under his belt. And there's like a few legal things, like you need to be registered and things like that. And then you to even be registered in Australia, you need to have a certain amount of experience and qualification, like just a bit to go into it. So it wasn't as simple as like just dropping the ball and doing it. Like he actually had to work towards being able to create his own business or be his own boss. So basically with that, like when I quit my job, he was in his, I guess, quote unquote, stable full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just like lost this so much to this story, but like he was in his normal stable full-time job. And the plan was that he would leave when he was ready. And we didn't know when he was going to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So he was working towards this idea that when we got back from Europe, he would potentially go back to part-time. He would go part-time there.
Mm-hmm.
But the universe had other plans. So this mm-hmm. guy has been pushed out. And just to give everyone background, Anthony, because between he's doing his full-time job and between the side jobs that he was working on, has been our higher
mm-hmm.
source of income.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a mortgage. We have, like every other person on this planet, mm-hmm. had bills to pay. So when we were put into this position of Anthony having to go do this, we had to sit down and make a decision, like, does he go get something else or does he go all in with his business, mm-hmm. even though he doesn't have any evidence right now that this is going to be, like, he was getting jobs here and there, which, you know, are a few thousand dollars, but not enough, like not regularly and not enough. Like if honestly, like thinking back to January, it didn't make sense. It still didn't make sense. Like
say that, and I swear to God, not once did I think that it didn't make sense.
It like to us, it didn't make sense, mm-hmm. but on piece of paper, how frequent and how often he was getting a job, it didn't make sense. Yeah, like from a logical,
like,
yeah.
For me, it was all energetic. And I remember you telling me, I remember just feeling like it was going to be okay. And it was going to be like better than okay. Yeah. I just remember getting that feeling. I had like no worries at all energetically. Yeah, I was like, I could feel it. And I sometimes feel this with like entrepreneurs. Like, I can feel when they like, it's like there's so much sitting there that wants to come through.
But it can't.
But it can't because you're, I see this a lot with people that hold on to like full-time work. And like the answer isn't always to fucking leave your job because that's like a big step. But like this has happened a couple of times where like with entrepreneurs, I can feel like it's like so much wants to come through, but they're holding on to a job and the job is energetically capping the amount that they're letting through. It's like they can't let the stuff come through because they're holding on to the job. So their cup is so full with the job that it's not coming through in the business. And it just felt like once he like that was like gone and he had let go, I just felt it. It was like a waterfall. It felt like there's so much was going to come through in the business. Like it had been waiting. It had been wanting to manifest.
Yeah.
So it just felt like that.
Yeah. And I think like it's so true because what was happening with Anthony was like he's working full time and almost at this point where like a job would come up, but it's almost like I don't have time. So I have to say no to the job because he was scared. Like he was scared to let go and like fully trust that this was going to work.
Yeah.
So just rewind back to like the company saying no, we had to actually sit down and go like, what the fuck are we going to do? Like, what do you want to do? Right. And I swear when we had that conversation, it wasn't even him going to get another job, full-time job in that field was not going to happen. Like he was not, there was no part. I didn't even want that for him. I didn't want him to do that. And then the other option was like, does he get something part-time and like just trust for this period or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of just made this decision like, and this wasn't an easy decision, and I'll go into the emotions that have come up from it. But we made the together because we're a couple. We had just kind of said he's going to go all in with his business. And it's like, it wasn't even like, let's not plan for the, like, in a few months' time, do you need to go get a job? Let's stop doing that, right? Because I've spent a lot of time in that energy of always planning for a plan B.
Mm.
And it was really like, I felt like all the, and I'm saying this in a positive light, before I go into like how I felt, but I felt like all the work I had put into trusting life and the universe and just trusting this journey, trusting the unknown came all up. And it was as simple as like, this is what he's going to do. Like I'm over like
planning for a plan B. It's not what he wanted. It's not what he wants. He's a creator of his reality. We're going to make this work, right? Yeah. So that was the final decision we made. So Anthony, it was when we got back, he would go all in with his business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be really truthful with you, this happened around January, February, and it was a really, like, whilst, like, I feel like we're, like, at a really nice stage with it now, but that was a really uncomfortable situation to happen, and the strongest emotion that was coming up for me was anger, because I had worked the last year and a bit working on my safety with money, working on believing in the unknown, working on all of that. And I finally was at this place where I mastered it for myself. And then what felt like my safety blanket, what felt like the last bit of certainty I had got ripped out from underneath me, and I had no control over it. Like, who was I to tell him what to do next? Who was I to tell him what he couldn't and couldn't do? And I was, the strongest emotion coming up was fucking frustration. I was pissed off at the universe. And, like, I don't even think I vocalized to you how pissed off I was. And that, like, when I look back at that moment, that was the dominant vibration. It was like, I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
And I went through a period of actually just feeling like I just want to give all of this up.
Yeah. It's because it's like, when we made the decisions to leave our job and go all in on living an intuitively led life, it was like, the whole journey has been surrender and trust, and it feels like every single time you, like, you overcome one thing and then it feels like you're slapped in the face with something else, and you're just like, sometimes it just got to that point where you're just like, I want to punch something in the face.
I just got to this place where I was like, I have mastered uncertainty within myself. I can hold, like, I had mastered, honestly, like, I felt like I had mastered the energetics. And when
it was just showing you where you still hadn't.
Yeah, it was, life was showing me, like, where I hadn't, like, where, how much do you actually trust? Like, how much do you really trust that everything's going to be okay? And there were two, like, so I went through a lot of surrender and healing with that, and it was fucking rough. Like, guys, like, it was actually rough. Like, it was,
it would have been.
I was just so, I think for a solid week, I was pissed off. Like, I was pissed off. I was just like, I'm done with this journey. Like, I'm sick of, it just didn't even feel like things aren't going to be okay. It felt like I'm sick of being in uncertainty. I'm sick of holding myself in uncertainty. And I just prefer stability. Like, I prefer to know, just have more stability, right? And then I obviously worked through my processes, and they're always stuff that I, that, like, the tools that I lean on. And I just, for the first time in a long time, I just made the decision that through all of this, that I'm going to learn to be okay. I'm going to have to detach from what I think as consistent money. I'm going to have to detach from what I believe. And that's what this journey was illuminating to me. Like, what my, my, like, what was happening was my beliefs around consistency, certainty, where I was putting any power to a job, where I was putting any power to what is happening right now in this moment, where I was putting power to, I guess, like, what I saw as stable was being highlighted. And I've had to really learn and deeply embody, not just learn, but deeply embody what it actually means to understand that you're the source of your own income.
Yeah, you really have.
Yeah,
that's what.
And I've seen it. And I've seen it.
Yeah. And it's like, it's, you had to learn what it actually meant to feel safety and security within yourself. As like, that's the,
and that everything's,
that's your source.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
That's from, 100%. It was like this internal safety. And that was, like, so deeply illuminated. And I was just like, fucking hell, I'm so, like, at that time, I was like, I'm so over this journey. But we've done the work. Like, we've had to, like, surrender to the depths. Even Anthony, like, had to surrender. He's been more of a, like, an exciting chapter because, like, you know, I often think, like, when you first start your entrepreneurial journey, and this isn't to, like, downgrade, like, I'm not saying that anything bad will ever, like, is going to happen to him or anything, but, like, you go in blindly, and he was just, like, so, he was just in that new fresh energy, right? And sometimes when you've been in the journey for a little while and you've had the failures, you've had the successes or whatever, there's a different energy that goes into not being the newbie in business or being in the newbie in this world anymore.
I literally wrote a post about this the other day about like, just going into business from this, like, naive possibility. Because I remember when I first went into, like, doing this full time, I was like, this is amazing. Even just, like,
not even just like entrepreneurship, just like spirituality. I was just like possibility, endless possibility. Mm. I was just like in this like thriving energy. But then like you go on the journey, and this journey is not for the faint of heart. It really isn't. Like, and I don't say that to be limiting or anything like that, but this is a journey where you have to do fucking see your shit. Like all the areas in which you give your power away, all the areas in which you're holding back on your truth and things like that. Like if you're actually committing to living an intuitively led life, like you have to do the shadow work that comes with it. And like, I didn't know that taking this path was going to be me literally facing some of the hardest truths I've ever had to face in my entire fucking life. I've had to do growth that I didn't even know was, I'm going to cry like thinking about it.
It's been like, it's
been a fucking like wild ride.
Yeah, it's been a wild.
Literally.
I feel like she's crying.
Yeah, I'm crying. But it's been like I love it. Like I've been like, I've grown into the person that I never thought that I would be. I've done things that I never thought that I could do. I've pushed myself in ways that like still inspire me, like to the point where I'm like, wow, I'm so fucking inspiring.
Yeah,
but it's been fucking intense.
It's intense to be like up against your shit and
to be navigating your own shit and to like break beyond your limitations and things like that.
It's really can be really uncomfortable.
It's everything all at once. It's like it's fucking expansive, and it's like the hardest shit you'll do in your life, but it's like the best shit you'll do.
Yeah,
as well.
It's like the best shit, and like how you're feeling right now, like with the tears and things like that. Maybe not the emotion, but like that bottled up energy, and like that's where I got to this point when like Anthony, we were doing that. Like he was really excited, he was all that, but I was going through the, like I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from holding myself, and like I had to move through that.
That exhausted feeling comes from resistance.
Yeah,
like when you're resisting how you're feeling.
Yeah, 100%. And I was just feeling so exhausted because I was for a couple of weeks I was resisting that I was actually feeling uncomfortable, and it was like more in frustration, and it was like I even had to like, to be honest, hire a somatic coach to help me process my emotions around this because it went like really deep. Because it was like all this stuff came up to the surface when like he made that decision because it was like, you know, when you're like pushing yourself, and let me know if you can relate, like you're doing the thing, but there's a part of you that's not acknowledging that like there is a little version of you that's a little bit uncomfortable with how fast you've been moving. Mm-hmm. And it's not that you moving in that, it's like quantum leaping is never the problem. Like you can actually quantum leap and it not be this big fuck off big thing, right? You can go from being this version of yourself to this crazy version living your dream life. And it doesn't have to be this big thing. But when you don't actually acknowledge and bring your body with you during that period of time, it will catch up with you. And it catches up usually in the form of anxiety.
Yeah, I very much relate to that. I feel like there was a big part of my journey, particularly at the start, where that's how I was moving. Like it was like, but I still find myself getting lost in that sometimes. Like sometimes it's like this little thing in the background and it's so fucking minute. It's so small. It's a little voice that's like, hey, I'm uncomfortable. Hey, I need attention. But it can be so easy to miss.
Yeah.
And it can be also like not even, you know what I realized happened to us as well?
Mm.
We got like, we do this work. We fucking take clients through this work. We do it ourselves. We constantly, you know, we have like friends in this space. We're always talking about this shit.
Yeah.
It got to the point where it's like you became so over your own shit that you even would ignore yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that's what would happen. It was just like, I'm so fucking sick of the story. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you would like, we would just kind of like treat ourselves like that.
Yeah. And being like, I find like being so sick of the story really does come from this place of, you've been ignoring like what's actually
the feeling.
You've been ignoring the feeling.
Those feelings don't come up when you actually are addressing that part of you that's nagging at you. And you actually see that version of you and you give it space to be seen, to be heard, and to be expressed. Like that, like being able to meet myself in that way and do the somatic work like this has actually transformed
how
I move now.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I move with a lot less like resistance. And when I like actually get like one of my recent like income up levels was like in April. Like it was like a really big month for me. April? Yeah, April.
April or May, I can't remember.
Yeah, whatever. it was like around there, but I remember that. And I remember like the growth that came in. It just felt like so, like I felt like calm. Like I felt like chill.
Yeah. Because
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I felt, I didn't feel like I was like, I need to hold on to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, because you've done so much work around not being scared of your own creation.
Yeah, because it's like I haven't been like fighting myself. I haven't been like walking in resistance. It's just been like, it's like I'm meeting that emotional side of me and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And I feel like that's what we've really like been mastering this year.
Honestly, that has been a big thing. And I actually look back at, and I'm going to make a post on it tonight actually, but like I think back to like the start of the year, which was in January, so like a good 6 months ago, I realized that there was a part of me that wasn't walking with the full discomfort. So what I mean by that is like whenever I was met with resistance, it's almost like the underlying belief is like, I can't receive or I can't keep moving until this feeling is gone.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing through this journey this year has really been like being able to hold all emotions whilst being able to be open to receiving, whilst being able to still show up in my business, while still being able to move through life through discomfort, right? Because like that's where you stop resisting.
Yeah.
Usually I find when like, so to give you an example, like I'm uncomfortable that I'm having to navigate uncertainty. I don't know what's going to happen between like at the moment, like I'm thinking back to me in January. I don't know what June is going to look like. I don't know what July is going to look like. But can I be open? Can I still move? Can I still keep doing what I need to do and stop responding to this current moment and keep moving? And I find that mindset where you don't hold all these beliefs to capping your receiving and stuff like that, that is how you stop avoiding. That's how you no longer live in resistance, because you're actually honoring the discomfort.
Yeah. No.
And that's how you build evidence. Like this is like how you manifest, because you build evidence that you can receive, you can do these things, and you're no longer trapped in an emotion. You're no longer being captivated by an emotion that's trying to control you, because you're like walking with it, but not responding to it.
Yeah. I literally love that you said that, because that's actually the biggest thing. Like I think this year as well, it's like, I have realized that.
Sorry, I'm fixing it.
No, because what we used to do was like, I remember I'd be like you. It's like, I can't have a negative fucking thought or feeling about this. Otherwise it means this is what I'm going to call into my life. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like realizing that no, like, at every level, no matter where you fucking are on your entrepreneurial journey in fucking life, you're going to have negative thoughts come up. You're going to have doubt. You're going to have fear. If you're living an intuitively led life where you're constantly pushing yourself, you're going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like constantly, like you just, there's always an up level period.
Yeah.
And like without that, you're not growing. So it's like, to every single time you're feeling discomfort, for you to be like, holy fucking shit, this means that I'm going to go backwards and I'm not doing it right. And you keep shitting on yourself every time you have those feelings. It's like, it makes sense why you get stuck in like holding patterns and you can't grow beyond that, because you just stay there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was very much like that as well. So like I was doing that same shit. And I feel like this year particularly, I was able to be like, wait, holy shit, no. It's like, I can feel scared. I can feel fear. I can even have a limiting fucking belief, and I cannot make it mean the world is falling down. My life is going to blow up. My business is going to blow up. It's like, no.
Yeah.
So it's like all of my up levels have been like that.
Yeah. 100%.
Like, it's like, I've had like active resistance and doubt and like moments where it's, I'm like, oh, this normal. Isn't going to work. And it's like, yeah, it's as you said, it's like, can I feel that without attaching meaning to it? Can I see that so I'm not actively resisting it and fighting myself? But then it's like, once you see that, it's like, but I'm still in this, and I'm still doing this, and I'm holding this
and
standard.
I'm open. I'm open to this moment. I'm open to the desires I have. I'm open to all of it.
Yeah, it's like I'm open to the universe, like
moving. Like, that's the thing. Like, I think that that's like where I've gotten caught up, and just in general, like thinking that, like being in the belief and mindset that are things working, or is it working? Is my manifestations working? Are they not? And it's like, get out of that mindset, because it's always fucking working. So literally, long as you're open to it.
Literally.
Like, you will always get met with where, and I often find like something I'm even noticing and have kind of like realized and mastered is like, there's like two energies, and this is like a bit random. I don't know why I'm bringing this up. I have no idea. Okay. But like, if you are like in the realms of like shadow work and personal development, there's like usually two things. Like sometimes it's a belief you need to look at, and sometimes, which is all comes down to belief, but then you have like really strong resistance sometimes. So sometimes it's like something that's like blocking you. Not, I don't like to use the word block, but like the reason why things aren't manifesting is because you have beliefs that are not in congruence with what you are trying to hold. But then sometimes it's not even that. It's that you have a separate belief around like you can't receive because you have this thought or blah, blah, blah. And that's its separate like form of resistance. And I don't know why I'm bringing this up again, but it's like, just be mindful of, where is it a belief that you're like, I just don't believe that this is going to happen, versus like, oh, I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling this way because and because of that, I can't receive. Because for a long time, that's, I was in
really,
like,
important distinction.
Yeah, they're really two different things, because so many people get caught up in changing their beliefs and fixing their beliefs. But sometimes it's like, you don't actually have any more belief work to work on. You just need to see where you are. It's still belief. It's like belief in a different way, but it's like, where do you believe that you have more work to do? Like, where do you believe that like you can't receive right now? Because that's been a big part for me. I'm like, I create these stories as to why I can't receive right now. And it's like, you end up going down the route of like looking at, what are my money beliefs and things like that. It's like, actually, no, you're just not open in this moment. And there's nothing actually wrong.
We were actually having this conversation this morning. Like, I was telling Nads, I'm like, I feel like this is integrated so much deeper for me, because I'm like, wow, like, I've been doing a lot of like mind work lately. Like, I've been doing a lot of nervous system work because my birthday kind of like rocked me off my socks.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we should just talk about that in another episode.
Yeah, maybe in the next episode we can actually talk about Shulzy's 28th birthday.
My 28th
in more
birthday.
Detail.
Yeah, yeah. So like with that, I've been going down this doing a lot of like nervous system work, a lot of like coming back to like literally the work that I was doing at the start of my awakening, just like getting a better mind, you know, just not being like so like active in my mind. So I've been taking a lot of steps, which I'll go into next episode.
Yeah.
But through that, through observing my mind and just this like next iteration of me, I've realized how much I'm like, wow, like how addicted the mind is to thinking, and how like in this, like in the manifestation community, you're taught that like negative emotions and vibrations like impact your life so heavily. So many people are in active resistance to negative emotions and limitations that they attach to it, and they build it. And I can see it now, and it like builds in like energy, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it like takes over, and it ends up being this like big ass thing that it actually doesn't need to be. It was never a thing, a belief you had to work on, like you said. Yeah. It was just like,
you're doing the wrong type of work.
You're doing the wrong work, right? And then that's why you get stuck in like the cycles. Yeah. And I just realized, and I've seen my mind trying to do it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, whoa, it's this like next level of like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, stop it. Like that's not even a problem. You just like created something out of literally nothing.
Yeah. And like I'm using this example again. Like, for example, like I, at the start of the year, it was like, I didn't need to do any more belief work around surrendering. I didn't need to do any more belief work around money or anything like that.
We've done that.
I just needed to be open to this moment. And like, the more you realize that you are open to this moment, and what I mean by that is like, I'm just going to keep moving, and I'm going to just keep trusting, and I'm just going to keep like staying open to this moment, even through resistance and stuff. That's where your beliefs actually get solidified. Because now, being going through this journey over the last 6 months, my belief around, you know, money coming, like that last part where I was attaching to a job or attaching to like what has been, right? Like, so what I mean by what has been is like Anthony getting a job like every now and then to the blue, to having to, you know, he's getting them quite frequently now. That I didn't, people would go more into the belief work instead of realizing that they just need to be open and just keep seeing that. And then through that, your beliefs just get solidified through the evidence. And now it's like, I'm at this point where I don't
it's
see
not
that
something
anymore.
You actively think about.
It's not something I actively think about or feed, because and this is the difference, I think, between when...
I feel like that's been the theme of the year, right?
It's been for fucking both of us.
Yeah,
for both of
like,
us, actually.
Yeah, because it's like, there were like, it's like different seasons of our life called for different things. And it was like belief work and opening up to this work and learning how money works energetically and how we work energetically and how our thoughts create things. And like, it was all of that. And now it's just been like, and now can you let go of that? Because that's all solidified. And can you just fucking like surrender and like just allow.
You surrender so that
allow life to be life.
Yeah, and if you're in that like ever in that boat where you're just like, I feel like I've been doing all the work and stuff. It's like it's and this is with all love and with all because I've been here. It's a lack of embodiment, and embodiment comes from actually the surrender. Embodiment comes from living and breathing your work. Not meaning like if you're working on a belief, it doesn't mean it has to be 100% comfortable, but like working with that belief instead of being in resistance to it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's where change is going to happen. And this is where people are like, aren't getting what they want in this industry. They're not manifesting the things that they desire because they're not in embodiment, because they're still trying to fix it on a piece of paper. They're still trying to do that with instead of actually walking with the things that they want and desire. And that's a big thing. It's like their levels of being open to receive is capped.
Yeah.
Because of all of this work. So I feel like sometimes like the more you understand about your reality and how you create it, like for me, for a period of time, it fucked me up.
Yeah, I think so. And I think like we were so, well, we taught it. So we like literally took everything so literally. Literally, our level of consciousness as well. That's something I've realized as well. It's like the level of consciousness in which you understand something is like based on where you are. And then sometimes like somebody's saying something, but you're receiving it in a completely different way.
Sorry, I just sneezed.
Bless you. Yeah, I don't know. It's so interesting to see. Like sometimes I find myself going back to like old like things, like old like podcasts I've listened to, and then I'm listening to it now with like this level of consciousness, and I'm like, whoa, like what I thought that person was saying was not what they were saying at different. All and it's like just a different level of understanding. It's wild to see how we like literally just consume things based on our own level of consciousness. I don't know why I started talking about that.
No, it's true. Like I think that's like, this is the vibe of the podcast. Like where the fuck is this conversation going? But it all makes sense. It all makes sense. I promise you it does.
Literally, I'm like, where have we gone?
These are just the deep thoughts and insights into our brains.
Literally, these are the conversations we have all the
time. Yeah, like honestly. But yeah, like if anything take from this episode, it is that, like walk through discomfort. Like that's how your life will start to transform. That's how you quantum leap. Like that is the key to quantum leaping.
Yeah, I think it's just like don't ignore the resistance, don't ignore the limiting beliefs, don't ignore the doubt, but also don't attach meaning to them.
Yeah.
Don't make them mean your life is over, your business is over, you might not, as Nadia said, you might not have a belief problem, like in that like you don't believe in the limiting, like in the thing that you're getting the limiting belief about. It just might be that you've attached meaning to the negative frequency, and that's what keeps growing and controlling your life and keeping you in a cycle.
Yeah.
So it's just about like taking a step back and being like, holy shit, like where am I just creating problems out of literally nothing?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. And I feel like the work that we've really been doing this year is the depths of shadow work specifically, which like, is obviously what we do with our clients and things like that. Yeah. But I feel like it's solidified on a deeper level.
Oh, yeah, for
like,
sure.
It feels like ego work, but like on 10 times.
Fucking 10 steroids. Times deeper steroids.
Yeah.
That's actually something my clients always say. Like they'll always come into my world and they're like, holy shit.
Didn't know it was going to be like this.
They were like, oh, I was coming in here for business, babe.
Yeah, I was coming in here for a little bit of how do I do my content? Yeah, like how do I sell my offer? And you're like, oh, fuck. I didn't know that I had to actually feel my pain.
Literally, it's actually so funny to receive that feedback. They're always like, fuck me. Like, I've grown so much as a person. And obviously, like, you know, they get the growth in the external senses as well. Like, with the, because it all leads to that, like the business and the income and all of the things. But it's like, in a way, where you aren't fighting yourself and you are like doing it in a way where you're embodying more of your truth, more of who you are. And it's just, it's such a sexy place to do life from.
It actually is. It's like the most, you think freedom comes from the money and all of that. Like they're literally internal byproducts of, they're external byproducts of your internal state.
That's why I was crying before, because I was like, this is like, it's like taught me what true freedom actually is in life. Like not like what it means. This path has shown me what it means to not give your power away to fucking anything and to be your own source.
100%.
Completely, fully, in all senses. It's just,
it's incredible.
It is.
Yeah.
May as well leave it there.
High five. We got through our first episode. I know.
Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks.
That's it, right?
Yeah. I feel like we don't have... So basically the flow of like what we want to do is like this is going to be so intuitively led. So yeah, we'll definitely be advertising like when the new episodes come out on our like Instagram. So yeah, if you find us on YouTube or something, definitely hit us up on Instagram, because like I feel like that's where the most updates of like when the new episodes and stuff will come out.
Yeah, that's where we're most active. Definitely Instagram. Yeah. So we'll have everything linked in the description. You know, if you're listening to this on a podcast, if you're on YouTube. So yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right, awesome. I'm excited. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next one.
See you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.